Sunday birthdays include Theo Miles, celebrating 27. It's a 50th birthday for Aunt Bat. Paula Fair is 42. Happy 62nd birthday this weekend for Jean Bailey. Tamara Giselle Mayfields is celebrating her birthday this Sunday. She'll be 54. Happy birthday to you. David Bell Sr. celebrates a birthday on Sunday. So does Lionel George, celebrating his 62nd birthday. Elijah Stanley celebrating 46. Roquel Harris has a birthday on Sunday. So does Shamad Weaver-Hollier. Dwight Puncho Minor has a birthday. Happy birthday to you on Sunday. It will be 49 for Valerie Bird Dixon. Jamila Barnes celebrates on Sunday. Happy birthday to you. Happy 42nd birthday, Lanisha Monette. Lakeitha Jordan Lockhart has a birthday on Sunday as well. And to everyone around the globe who celebrates a birthday anytime this weekend, may you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And just in case you run across any of the birthday people around town, or if I've missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Let's go ahead and tackle that Bible Jeopardy, the category.
In the beginning.
And here's your clue. Where in Eden did the Lord God plant a garden? Was it eastward? Was it southward? Was it northward? Or was it westward? That answer can be found in Genesis 2 and 8. And if you responded, what is eastward? That would be the correct response. Good for you if you got it right. Hey, listen, we hope that you have a fantastic rest of the weekend. I've enjoyed being here with you all week, and we're looking forward to doing this again on Monday morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Now, remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
Right now in your name, something has to break.
YTKQJO.
Yo, I'm excited about this one, y'all. Because I brought some special guests. The incomparable J Moss. And my son, LeBron. Let's go.
Y'all ready? When you feel like life is over, no need to panic. Don't lose your composure. He will never leave you. No one will forsake you. Give it to him. He will help you navigate through all your problems. When you feel like life is over.
When you feel like life is over, no need to panic, don't lose your composure. to him, and he will help you navigate through all your problems.
I know you're scared, but don't worry. Safety in your story.
Trust and believe, he surely can give you the victory, even when the
enemy makes you think you're going crazy. Then tell him that you don't faze me.
He's faithful and his word is true.
Take off the limit. You've